Hey fam,
this is Nkechi, and I'm here to welcome you to another episode of GMD Gents. If you want to take part in the live discussion, feel free to find us on Twitter. We're on there Monday to Thursday, and that's where we live broadcast from, right onto the radio and also eventually here. So if you're enjoying the series, make sure that you like, follow, or subscribe, depending on the platform that you're on. Anyway, episode's about to start. Enjoy.
It's Apple themselves.
Exactly. You know when 100%. They kill it? They didn't kill the iPhone 6 till the iPhone 12 came out. Like they have to force you
they
to
have
move
a 5 year
products.
Yeah, they have a 5 year window. That's their go-to. And frankly, like I wouldn't mind buying that. Like this studio, this is a brain. This is a supercomputer. The Mac Studio is a supercomputer, guys. Like straight up. I run everything from Crypto World on this sucker, you know? And I have like huge, what's it called? Like a storage, like external storage that all I do is just backup, you know? So these are formidable products. But anyway, real quick, I just want to take a moment to acknowledge the homies in New York. Shout out to Giselle, and we have so many other people that are in New York. They're currently being affected by the smog that's coming down from the wildfires happening in Canada. So you guys, please just take care of yourselves. And please don't take it personal. Diablo probably had the worst timing in the history of life. Or maybe the best timing, I don't know. Just real quick, we're not really gonna discuss this. I just wanna highlight it real quick. Diablo 4 is coming out, the newest game, which is a very, very popular game. And they debuted this huge banner in New York, this huge billboard in New York, and it says, welcome to, well, I don't even know if I can say it, well, the place, you know where the devil is, Diablo. Welcome to that place, New York. That's what it's saying, that's what the banner says. So if you're on YouTube stream, you can actually see it. And you know, they put out the date or whatever, of course they, 6-6, of course. They just couldn't get the last six, I guess. They put out the date, but it's so funny because they're saying, welcome to, the underworld, so to speak. And it's at the same time as literally all of the air in New York, pretty much. It just looks like, it looks like sulfur, bro. It looks like sulfur is just in the air. So they're already there. So I don't know. Worst timing ever. I would just throw that out there. I don't know why I don't know why. I need to know why they released that this time. How did they guess? What are the odds that they would release that during the... Anyway, let's move on to the next story, fam. This is Moisha's favorite story. And unfortunately, we talked about everything so much, we only got like 10 minutes for it. So let's get into it. Binance has been just, oh gosh, it's been such a long, long couple of weeks for Binance. Monday, literally like a minute after our show, literally the last 2 minutes of our show, this story broke, but we were shutting down and it's the radio, so we had to shut down. But anyway, it was announced that the SEC is suing Binance. Now, the SEC is suing Coinbase as well. It doesn't seem like anybody cares. I don't think anybody cares about Coinbase. But when they announced that they're suing Binance, the internet went wild, okay? After it was, SEC now issues that they're suing Binance. Now, since then, it's actually escalated, okay? Not only did they now get that grant, right? They sued Binance. Not only were they able to do that, but they also requested to freeze Binance subsidiaries in the United States. I mean, that was such a quick turnaround.
No, not just in the United States. The whole
hear
world.
Me out. I know, sis, I'm building the story. So they first, then they go on request to have it seized subsidiaries in the United States. They get that granted. Now, off of that win, they turn around and they say, well, hey, in for a penny, in for a pound, let's go ahead and block them all over the world, you know? Whew. Over to you, Moisha. Let's talk about Switzerland, bro. Let's talk about Sigma. Can you just give us a little?
Now, understand, they have not actually frozen Binance, the actual corporation.
Binance.us.
It's Binance.us and any subsidiaries of that that hold money, which include, surprisingly enough, companies that are in Switzerland, which is where Binance is actually registered. So it's an interesting situation, but go ahead. Sorry, I just wanted to correct that because I didn't want people to think that it's all of Binance.
No, that was a perfect correction. Yeah. Binance.us, guys. This is not Binance in global. This is Binance specifically, anything that's associated with the US arm, because that's really the extent of their reach. They can't tell you to freeze it in Japan and freeze this and that. They can't do that. But if you built your foundation, on the US trade, that would be a problem. On top of that, now there's another subsidiary. Once they finish with the ones that are on, I guess, U.S. soil, now they're going after anything that's associated with, just to Moish's point, anything associated with Binance.us globally, okay? I found it very unique that they chose to pull this. Like, Binance U.S. has multiple subsidiaries. But for some reason, there's one in particular that they targeted called Sigma Chain. Now, Moisha found this one, so I want to be able to throw it to you. But do you want to take us into this, kind of just break down what exactly Sigma Chain was depicted as in the beginning and where it's at now?
Yeah, I'll do that for you. So Sigma Chain, which is another Swiss registered company, they are the company that receives funds from Binance, from Binance US, and they're actually being accused of manipulating the trading to artificially inflate the exchanges and the value of the coin. Now, what they found out is that it may not be a separate company, but also one of CZ's companies. And that's why it's been added, not just to articles, but to the actual suit.
Jeez.
By the SEC. I mean, yeah, SEC. Yeah, I'm right.
SEC. Yeah, you're right. And then on top of that, their troubles really haven't stopped, because that's just one thing. And it's crazy that we're really the only people that have been kind of calling it as it is for months and months and months now. Binance is not the backbone of crypto, of the crypto Twitter culture, the crypto culture, the actual people that are a part of it. You know, Binance is an exchange that can be utilized, but I think that we've empowered them way, way, way too much, both in clout as well as in finance. The story of Binance, of commingled funds being found inside of their main wallet, bro, that it's visible on chain. We can see that it's commingled funds. We can track those codes and see where they came from. Finding commingled funds in a company's main wallet is very problematic. That story was, I feel like we're the only people that covered that story. We're the only, I didn't see anybody else putting that on their show. I didn't see anybody else putting that. And I'm sure there were people, but the fact that it didn't get as much attention as, Gensler has gotten in the last 2 weeks is crazy to me, because we're supposed to be the watchdogs. We're not supposed to say, hey, we want autonomy no matter what. No. If there are bad actors, call them out. If you see a scam artist, call it out. Why were we not talking about the commingled funds? And the reason that I'm bringing that up is because now the latest story is a concern that, Binance apparently did not make, they lost a lot of money apparently in 2022. But what's the first thing you'll think? Well, this is supposed to be a multi-billion dollar company. Well, here's the thing. Let's tie in the fact that we talked about the fact that there were found commingled funds in there. So were they worth billions, or were they just literally taking the money that was being traded on their platform, adding it to their own back end to make it seem like they actually had that money liquid, like it wasn't user funds, to pad up their worth? I don't know. That's what people are starting to speculate, because, here's the thing. When the lines start to show, that's one thing. But when they start to curve around and come back and ultimately you see a circle form, that's a problem. So we found commingled funds with this guy. Now we're seeing that apparently Binance was hemorrhaging money. Like that amount, hundreds of millions. They were hemorrhaging money in 2022. And then on top of that, it's funny because the same day this suit was announced, was it Forbes or Washington, Wall Street Journal? One of those major, it was Bloomberg. The day this was announced, and ironically enough, Bloomberg broke the story. The first article I saw about Binance being sued by the SEC was from Bloomberg. Boom. Refreshing Google. That's the first one they broke the story. And then within the same day, they announced that, they released this other release saying, SBF was just trying to change the world. Where did it go wrong? What do you mean, where did it go wrong? But if you look at the full story, you actually realize, this kind of seems like it was orchestrated. And our boy, SBF, boy, back in the game, back in the saddle. So Moisha had this... Well, I guess the team, everybody here, had the same thought. Was there a plea?
I was the strongest.
No,
I was the strongest because I hate him.
No. Yo, but do you think
he's a backstabber and he backstabbed his friends, and now he's getting his karma.
Yo, and we've been saying it. Hang on, I'm gonna throw up a poll, guys, because now we're starting to think, and we talked about this. It's not that we didn't need to out SBF as a bad actor. He definitely needed to go. But here's the thing, the can way.
Before you do the poll, can you add this? Can I add this? Yes. Do also realize that there's a second company out as well as the Sigma chain, and it's a British Virgin Island-based company called Merit Peak. And they were using billions of dollars in client money to buy Binance's own dollar-linked BUSD crypto token.
They're going down.
So he was doing exactly the same thing as FTX and Alameda.
That's right.
And that's the thing. And that's the thing. You know, we found so many. You know, the story of FTX was so unique. That, you know, one of the questions I asked in the beginning is, are we seeing a mega scam or are we seeing a business structure that all these companies use? It's just that this boy dipped his hand in the pot way too many times, you know, and it became obvious. I'm throwing up a question in the YouTube stream, guys. If you're on the live stream with us, it's probably going to be our last poll of the day. SEC versus Binance. But do you think that SBF snitched on CZ? Do you think that this is the karma, the retribution that myself, Moisha, Nick, Joe, Fabe, Christy, Elsa, I know I'm Jay. Do you think this is the retribution that man, listen, I couldn't even get through this story. Can y'all let me finish the story? They already voting yes. They already finished it.
Hey, Radio Fam. This is Nkechi Kwenu, and I'm just hopping in for a quick commercial break. I really hope you're enjoying what you're hearing so far. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit cryptohoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least. If you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there.
Been named as a security on freaking Coinbase. They've released a whole list of stuff, and you know what's not named as a security? Bitcoin and Ethereum. What have we? You know what else wasn't named? Litecoin, Polygon, Polygon. Why do you think Ethereum wasn't classified as a security? Why?
Let me ask you this. So they're asking that Gensler be removed from the case because he once offered to be an advisor to Binance.
Yep. And we got it right here. That's the article right here. That Binance lawyers allege that SEC Chair Gensler offered to serve, not that he was tapped, not that they looked for him. He offered to serve as an advisor to the crypto company in 2019. That is super recent, bro. That is super recent. Okay. The same guy that's up there screaming about how crypto is the enemy and they're using it to launder money and woo, woo, woo is the same guy that was also educating about blockchain. Horribly so, by the way. Horrible. His lectures are like, you know, they say that in the Bible, they said that Paul once gave a speech so boring that a man sitting on a windowsill, on a high up windowsill, fell asleep and fell to his death. That's the spirit of Gensler right there, boy. I can't listen to this man talk more than 2 minutes. I once listened to Justin Trudeau talk for like 10 minutes and he wasn't even speaking English, but he's beautiful. So I'm, of course, I'm a stare. I didn't even know he wasn't speaking English the whole time. I don't know. Gary Gensler is, it feels like everybody's just trying to take as many people down with them as possible. We got a few more minutes left in the space. We're definitely, listen, there's going to be more updates. Our next space is on Monday. Our next broadcast is on Monday. There's definitely going to be more updates to this by then. I know it. That's one thing I love about our schedules, because it gives the news cycle enough time to set. Breaking news is cute or whatever, but it's never the whole story. And this ecosystem, this is an ecosystem issue. All right. This is a whole ecosystem of stories when it comes to Binance. Any thoughts on this accusation on Gensler? Do you think that he actually will be removed? I know that you kind of commented on that, Moisha. What do you guys think?
I think he definitely should be removed.
I think he will be removed for one, and two, I think this is a prime example of CZ talking too much. And another example I give, notice how when Kyrie Irving came out about the anti-Semitic books or whatnot, Jeff Bezos kept his mouth closed, so nobody said, oh, but he got it off Amazon. It was all about Kyrie mentioning it versus where he got it from.
Exactly.
And that's what this is. If CZ would have shut up and not tried to point fingers at so many people, then people wouldn't have looked at him as to, like, what do you have going on to care so much about what everybody else is doing?
Yep. And we said it. We said it at that time. Like, this guy is protesting way too much. This is not, and what's crazy is that after this announcement came out, you know, a lot of people on crypto Twitter have kind of been saying, you know, they're just trying to stifle us. They're trying to do this. And I do understand that, but Binance is not our champion. Binance has never been our champion. Binance has been here for Binance. Binance did not give a crap about crypto Twitter before SBF. Once SBF went down, suddenly there was the Binance tour. There was the CZ tour. People getting sponsorships. People getting this. And I'm happy for every single person that got a sponsor. Listen, get your bag, bro, because we don't know how long this stuff gonna last. However, we can't put Binance at a level where it's like, you know, they make or break the crypto space. We were here before Binance, and we'll be here after them. But I don't think that CZ is the savior that everybody thinks he is. I think that this is a person that, if you can listen, reporting that somebody did something evil is one thing. However, making sure that not only do they go down, but everybody that put money into their platform goes down too by liquidating $500 million worth of FTT token in order to get back at the friend that just was mean to you and called you a Chinaman. You know, that's not okay. There are lives ruined. I still can't even talk about DJ Twitch. You know what I'm saying? We have already heard all the rumors. You know, there's people still facing lawsuits till today. That is, you can track all Shaquille O'Neal, Tom Brady. Listen, say what you want about Tom Brady, but that man earned every single penny he had. Do you know how many injuries that man probably has? He lost his whole bloody family. And then on top of that, FTX rugged. You know what I'm saying? There's really lives that have been ruined because of the pressures that have come out from this. And CZ just sitting there just talking on spaces and stuff. Of course this karma was going to come back, brother. Both of y'all got to go. You and SBF need to hit the road. We'll figure it out. I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you notice that the news is so loud for this SEC versus Binance thing, but it almost feels like a trickle with Coinbase? Do you think that's a sign?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, by design. By design. Excuse me.
Is the owner of Coinbase all over Twitter talking about, look what my friend is doing? Nah. So it's actually unfortunate. Coinbase almost like, and wasn't there somebody else that was on there as well? Like, the other two people are just innocent bystanders because they have to be fair. And they can't just say, let's just get CZ. So you know what? We're going to get CZ or Binance and anything like Binance. So Coinbase got caught in the crossfire, which is unfortunate. But they were doing some things. They're a prime example of karma. Like, you probably didn't get in trouble for selling info, but now look, now you're in trouble for something you didn't even do.
You see, allegedly. And all of us are, honestly, like, Coinbase has become the Facebook Meta of Web3, in my opinion. They're not here for us. They're here for the bag. And they're gonna use you as exit liquidity at any turn. And you know what? Read those terms and conditions because they do say a lot about the company. But anyway, speaking of terms and conditions, here's the thing. We only get 2 hours. People and let y'all go on about your day, and then we just keep talking on YouTube. But that hasn't occurred to us yet. So with that being said, my name is Nkechi. This has been GMD Gens, and I'm joined by the usual suspects. Shout out JoJo, Moisha, Diamond Hand, Nick, Fabian of the future. Listen, yo, like that show used to be it. That show used to be it. If you know, you know. Fabian of the future. If you know, you know. Listen, there's literally like this. We didn't even get through. We probably got through maybe 50% of the stories. There's so much more. There's so many more things that are happening. As well, like, I mean, Messi is gonna be playing in freaking Florida. So you don't have to fly to another country. You can just go to Florida, and then that's punishment enough. So anyway, listen, shout out to all the topics that we were able to cover today because they were all so good. Shout out to all the people that are in the chat that participated in the poll. I'm gonna get ready to close the last poll, so make sure you go and give your 2 cents. And yeah, shout out to the crew as always. I couldn't do this without you guys. This has been an amazing show. And let's go ahead and start the countdown. 5.
Whether you like Oculus or Apple, either way, it'll be the change you want to see in the world.
Let's go. 4.
Trust no one, suspect everyone until they prove different, especially if they're an AI or they're smelling while wearing an Apple product.
<They're smelling. laughs> I don't trust that girl at all. 3.
You're not too early, you're not too late, just educate yourself. And hey, thieves, just steal that Apple product off their face instead of that gold-plated chain around their neck.
Or take both. Take both. We don't care because it's not us. 2.
Hey, what's going on? Just make sure you read that book. But now you can do it in AR and VR.
That's what's up. All right, 1. Fam, this has been another amazing broadcast. I'm so blessed. I'm so happy that we're able to do this every single week. I love you guys, and thank you for choosing us. We'll see you back here again on Monday, 10 a.m. EST. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, my loves. This is Nkechi, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode segment. Our episodes usually run about 2 hours, so if this was part 1, make sure to check out part 2. And if this was part 2, then I'm pretty sure you know what to do. Now here's the thing. I'm sure you noticed that even though the commercials cut in, the conversation still continued and you had to catch up after the commercials. So, for that reason, unless you were listening on ofeden.io, or you're tuning into one of our live segments, or you happen to catch us live on the radio, you more than likely may not get the full 2 hours. So to be able to access all of our content in its entirety uninterrupted, check out ofeden.io and also listen to the following information so you know where else to go. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit cryptohoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there. And thanks for tuning in.